see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of her son. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon on the 12th of February, 2014. Welcome. Family, my name is Thomas Gambo. For those that may be new, welcome. And family, we got a lot to cover this afternoon. 2 hours this afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got Bible study tonight, 7:30 to 9. I'm going to focus as much as possible, really, this week on spiritual warfare. That's my main thought. And the Nephilim, the war within the United States, the war on the American servicemen. I'm a former U.S. Marine, so I can talk about this. And I was in the Marine Corps 12 years long ago. So I know about the military. I was a private security and government, private security operations manager. I've been a defense contracting manager for projects, State Department, Department of Energy, others. So I've been around Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, Yugoslavia, Congo, Kuwait. Family. What's going on today, as I found out, is almost nothing in the news you can trust, except maybe local news. Mary Sue got elected to city council. That's about it. Everything else they use, let's put it like this. When you go to a course, they give you handouts, and they control the education. The teacher does, of course. Well, actually, the Masonic Lodge does, but that's another story. The Council of Foreign Relations, that's more detail. But hypothetically, you go into class and they pass out notes. And they give you, in her lesson plan, So she leads the class, he or she leads the class how they want it to go. So everything they put out is either propaganda or getting you prepared for an exam or whatever, but she controls what's being taught in that classroom. Everything you see, he or she has provided beforehand a lesson plan, an outline of some sort. So everything you see, what's projected up on the screen or handout she's given you is to lead you to a conclusion that you can pass the test and you're going to learn something, but you understand everything in there is controlled by the teacher, whether it's bad or right. Well, it's exactly the same thing in the media. All media is nothing more than one gigantic brainwashing machine since exactly 1915, when J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers in America, and then passed the baton, you might say, on to the Rockefellers when they formed up the Council of Foreign Relations, 1921, in concert with the Rothschilds, who formed the Royal Institute of International Affairs. You hear the name Illuminati, it is synonymous. It is exactly the same thing, one and the same, whatever words you can think of to identify it, as the Council of Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs. That is the Illuminati. They're not separate. That is the Illuminati, with another name, a house and a home. You bought your house, and it's your home. It's the same thing, two different words, house, home. But it's the same residence. The CFR, the RIA in England, that is the Illuminati, period. With different layers of knowledge for each of the employees or whatever is assigned to it. It's like peeling an onion. So some of the members... Well, I'm a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Doesn't mean they have a clue what's going on behind closed doors, which pretty much 90% of them don't. And they are being lied to at the highest level of government with certain justifications to support this New World Order. They don't know. A lot of them don't. You would think they would, you know, it'd be like trying to jump off a cliff when you commit suicide. If they knew, the reality is, when they join the Council of Foreign Relations, they work with them. They take a blood oath as a Freemason, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, whatever. They are, in fact, jumping off of a cliff. They're committing suicide. That's a fact. Because they are going to be executed. They will kill them. That's a promise in their own planning process. They're going to kill every secret society member. Some overtly and many covertly. Once the Great White Brotherhood of Illuminati at the highest level has total control, according to their protocols, they're going to execute all secret society members. They will, and their families. Now, at a four-star general level and a GS 18 or 15 would hear me say this, would think, oh, that's nonsense. Well, I got news for you, buddy. It's a fact. You see, they got them believing they're going to lead the next level of evolution. They're going to lead the government and change it over to the evil. They show the dialectic. This is evil. We're good. Well, no, both are evil. There are no good sides. Well, we're overpopulated. We have to reduce the population for the evolution of mankind. Oh, what a bunch of nonsense. They've got them believing that garbage to justify them supporting the emergence of the New World Order. And when they have, oh, sorry, but now you got to die, and they will kill you. It's a guarantee. All I'm trying to do is warn them. You see, I'm dead serious about this. I'm not trying to be sensational. I'm telling you what's written. And those also that go to church. You go to church of some kind, whatever, and you have this thing called the Bible. The King James, we know, is the only true word of God, which is evidentiary. You will not refute that. You can try. You will fail. That's a promise, too. The King James Bible is the only true word of God. The NIV, no. New King James Bible, no. NASB, no. Jerusalem Bible, not a chance. Douay Rheims, Septuagint, Apocrypha, they're all garbage. Literally. Because they're corrupted by design. Missing verses by design. Not accidental and not making it easier to read. That's a lie from the pit of hell. King James is the only true word of God. And those that support otherwise, you better question your spirituality. You better question whether or not you're born again. Because the Holy Spirit would convict you and let you know that those Bibles, missing verses, changed words, come strict from Satan through mankind who purposely have corrupted them. The names can be mentioned, the times when they did it, everything. Family, you got to be harsh about this. You got to be stubborn, one-sided. Because Jesus Christ is the only way. You can't be wishy-washy about it like a lot of these churches are. Not a lot of churches. Synagogues and cathedrals are not telling the whole truth at all. Same thing about the media. The media is controlled since 1915. And it's evidentiary by congressional records in 1915 confirms. It's not a matter of theory or conspiracy theory, whatever. It's a fact. You see, this is what really torques my jaw. Is that people won't look at the facts. They just run away. They get afraid or something. I don't know. And then they run. They get mad at you. Hang up or unfriend you or whatever. Terminology. I saw kind of a humorous commercial the other day. It took me twice to kind of see it to realize what was going on. It shows three little ladies like the Golden Girls. And she invited two other older ladies like in their 80s. Kind of older. And she has all these postcards and family pictures on her wall of house. And they're there saying, well, here I have, I've posted all my photos on the wall. And one lady says something that didn't agree with her. She said, well, I unfriend you. She said, no, 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 Martha, that's not the way it works. They're trying to get in with a new terminology. Well, there's no terminology new in the King James Bible. You don't update the King James Bible. God, the Holy Spirit, guided the only benevolent government that's ever existed during the King James reign. That's another fact. Tell me one that wasn't, that hasn't, that's been benevolent in the history of man. Give me one. Name one. You won't be able to. I realized this one day. I said, wait a minute. King James was a Christian, evidenced by his letters to his son, Prince Henry. 20 years after King James died, after, Freemasons and Jesuits came up with, well, he's a pedophile, he's homosexual, he's a Freemason, blah, blah, blah. 20 years after he's dead. 20 years later. To why? To discredit the Bible. And yet, they still pair it off, like Quayle and Dizdar and all these guys and so forth, and even Billy Graham, the Roman Catholic Church. Well, I think, from historical records and testimony, Alberto Rivera is a good example, that the Vatican murdering 50 to 68 million people is a problem between 1200 and 1800 AD. That's a problem. Well, that's just theory. No, it's a fact. But if you don't like that, well, 70 to 100,000 people were murdered by Vatican in St. Bartholomew Massacre. And they did the rosary with those plastic beads or whatever. They did the rosary in celebration of a victory, of murder. That's a problem. In the 16th century, Oh, by the way, they targeted England at the same time when English people then would reject, when they rejected the Douay Rheims, Septuagint, Apocrypha, and all the other junk. They rejected all those, and the Jesuits couldn't get them to turn over to Roman Catholicism. So they actually launched an attack. Now, you'll notice I think I went offline there for a second. Interesting. That's not happened before. And so King James became king and ensured that a true Bible would be put together, and he did that. God made sure his holy word was put together once and for all through King James. That's another fact. God is always ahead. If I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here before I really get started. And all I do is try to lay the groundwork to show you how this conspiracy really is set up. And one thing to know is they have lost this war. They are lost already. Game over. What we're doing right now throughout the world, right now, we're counting the casualties. What casualties? Of those souls that go to hell. That's a casualty. The second death. Because the war has been won. Jesus Christ won that on the cross, Calvary. He took it back this world. Is he ruling here now? No. Satan rules. But it's allowed by God because of sin. And the end times events must yet happen. We're not even the first seal yet. And these theologians that call themselves theologians are lying to the American public, European public, and whoever else, that we're in the sixth trumpet, we're in the sixth seal. That's impossible. They can make it up if they want to. So can Hollywood. But they won't be using the scriptures because the scriptures will put them down in a heartbeat. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Revelation. Scriptures say different. Humankind says something else otherwise. Because most of them are controlled opposition, Jesuits, Freemasons, or whatever. And they're lying to their fellow Freemasons or Brotherhood, or being lied to by the higher-ups. And that's evidentiary by what Albert Pike told them to do. It's direct. Why would you want to belong to an organization that's going to lie to you? And tell you they're going to lie to you? I just yet to understand that. How can you trust them? Morals and Dogma. Albert Pike confirms. I can give you the quote. I'm not going to go over that now. I tend to get sidetracked on occasional rabbit trails, rabbit holes. I go down. Sometimes I get off track. It's just so much stuff going on that you try to keep track of it because they're. This is like a web, like a spider's web of conspiracy is real. And there's no theories here. The tricky part of this entire scenario we're involved in here is a controlled opposition. Because they control the opposition. Now that's the tricky part. That's those that pretend to be on your side. And they're good at it too. And in the background, they're working for the Illuminati in one facet or another, pretending to be on your side. Quayle, Dizdar, Alex Jones, a whole lot of them. I'm getting tired of it. You know, it just really, really torques my jaw. Because these people know better. They know better. They come so close. So many people trust. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent. They foment all the dissension and the rebellion. John Birch Society, Occupy Wall Street, NRA, all of the organizations have been formed by them to bring people in, to slow down the progress, placate the American public, to set up for laws to be changed, NAACP, ACLU, ADL, the whole lot of them, are Jesuit organized, KKK, Black Panthers Party, every single one, to keep track. It's called like flypaper operations. Charlton Heston, Freemason, Jerry Boykin, General, Knights of Malta, Powder Puff, Wesley Clark, Rhodes Scholar, they're all Illuminati. They're all Freemasonry. Every doggone one. And they're good actors. Charlton Heston, John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, Hollywood, all of Hollywood. You will not get a contract singing, dancing, whatever, unless you're Freemason or you're in a Wicca witchcraft. Literally. This is now coming out. You know, there's still people this morning. I got a little bit perturbed this morning in my own way. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute, but on my Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, that Bin Laden was working for CIA. And then somebody wrote, "Prove it." Man, that curled my toes something awful. I said, "Doggone it." So I just went after him, unloaded on him, to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the CIA enlisted, controlled, and babyfied Osama bin Laden and then murdered him by Omar Sheikh. And I put it all down there. And it's easy. If I can do it, anybody can do it. But I believe in the process of killing a fly with a sledgehammer. But inside, you know, and I don't really blame the person because they're being lied to by this, but even right now, as of the 12th of February, someone still don't believe or don't understand that bin Laden was recruited, trained, kowtowed, and murdered by the CIA. Well, actually, he was killed in 2001 by Omar Sheikh. Omar Sheikh was working for the CIA also. Bin Laden was a loose screw for their plans to blame the attack on 9/11 on the Arabs or Muslims, whatever, when it really was a Druid, Freemason, Jesuit attack that's been planned since 1966. September 11th, 1966, the day it went up, was the day they planned to bring it down. Oh, yeah, that's another story. Boy, I tell you, people who knew half of the witchcraft, the Freemasonry, highest level, secret societies, skull and bones, that's the enemy, and that's the enemy of themselves. Order of the Era, Order of the Garter, Order of the Era is part of the Boy Scouts, highest level. That's where the recruit for Freemasons coming up. Eagle Scouts, they use this as a political name. The Freemasons formed Scouts. The Fleur de Lis, the same design you find on New Orleans Saints helmets, that's the Fleur de Lis. You know what that is? It's about circumcision. Guess which is a penis and guess which is a cut to skin. Hey, you got it now? Let's get down deep into it here. I used to be a Boy Scout. You hold your three fingers up and curl down the little finger covered over the thumb. And you do your Boy Scout pledge and all that. That's the hand sign of the Fleur de Lis, sign of the Merovingian bloodline. Queen Elizabeth II, the Merovingians. That's the bloodline of the tribe of Dan. 13th tribe. Linked up with Satan, with Lucifer. That controls the monarchy today. They're going down. Queen Elizabeth II, second cousin to Adolf Hitler. Stalin and Churchill, they're all second cousins. How about that? You all getting the picture here? Kind of the schools have been full of baloney. The history has been written by the victors. The media is totally controlled. Why? Because they're afraid. They're scared to death. It's their fear that drives them. Their lust for power uses them. Lord, today we come before you in prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have today for a broadcast. And thank you, Lord, for the Bible studies we can have in our network. Lord, we thank you for this. Lord, we thank you for the miracles you give us that sometimes we look, but Lord, to open up our eyes with wisdom through the Holy Spirit, that, Father, we can be appreciative. We can thank you for these things when we see them. Keep us that we're not losing mind sight of what the truth is and what guides us through the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for our brethren, our family members that are in need of miracles that we've prayed for before. And, Father, for those that's lost loved ones through this system that we have, the vaccines, the death, the wars, that, Father, you comfort them in their time of sorrow and tragedy, that, Lord, you'll lead them to the truth through the Holy Spirit. And, Father, bringing families together through these tragedies. Father, we do call for these miracles to come through. Father, you hear them. And, the Father, to for these miracles to glorify you. Father, send your Holy Spirit down to these synagogues and cathedrals, Lord, that they'll lead them in the true path and to, Father, to bring to their minds the true word of God. And Father, to give them the courage to step away from the churches and start preaching the truth. Because Father, we need that Holy Spirit to wake up the dead church today and to get the watchmen out, Lord, that they'll start preaching the truth about the love of Jesus. But Father, what they need to know too, Lord, is they need to start preaching about the end times events as they really are going to pan out and come true. That, Lord, that your flock will be prepared for it. It's not being done, Lord. Little by little, but Father, we need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We pray for that. We pray, Lord, for the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. But Father, we know by his return is preceded by the 7 years of tribulation. But Father, to clean this all up and Father, we wait for return. Lord, we pray for returning servicemen that are being targeted by their own government. Father, by the suicides that's being done, 22 per day, and the microchips, the vaccinations, all these things that is targeting our troops, Lord, that you start bringing this truth to the surface. That, Lord, somehow touch those who are in control to start spreading the word, to start becoming whistleblowers. And, Father, to tear down the HAARP the HAARP devices and the HAARP facilities, to start destroying their facilities, to ground those chemtrail planes, to raise that up, Father, and to clean those skies out with your Holy Spirit. Father, we call upon you to strip down the protection of the fallen angels, that, Lord, that it'll expose them for who and what they really are and how they control the governments. That, Lord, you'll take away their disguise. You'll take away their masquerading. And it caused a derision among them. Father, we call upon you to strip down the protection of the Wicca and those in the witchcraft at the highest level. And, Father, for those left open, that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and that to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, and they may be set free. Lord, we pray for others that are searching for, that they'll run across with divine appointments to find the truth in every which way they can, Lord, to lead them in the right path. And Father, protect us with the blood of Jesus as we have these broadcasts and Bible studies, and individually, Lord, that to lead us in the way of the armor of God. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth, in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, I'm going to let y'all know that we were played up in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania by HighPointRadio.net by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. His email is HighPointRadio@yahoo.com, and he's in the process of building up his radio network, adding more towers, repeater towers, and so forth. He's going to focus on that. And also, we're played KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, out in Colorado, New Mexico area. And we appreciate that as well. Thomas is doing that simulcast, it's called, when he can. And we certainly appreciate that. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And I have a Facebook thing going on with Watchman for Jesus. And, of course, I have my personal Facebook, Tom Gamble. And so far, I have a schedule planned on Tuesday. Eastern Standard Time, 12 to 2, as it looks now. I'll keep updated. I'll be on as a guest in Diana Spagnola on RBN next week. And the main topic is going to be the attack on the American soldier and how these suicides are being orchestrated. So y'all be ready to, you know, I'll be there and on the radio and RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, I'll be there. 11 to 1 Central, and I believe it'd be 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. Diana Spagnola. So I'll be there next Tuesday. Family, right now what I want to do is go over headlines, and then we're going to move into about the Nephilim, and we'll just see where it goes from there. That's my plan. Sometimes it gets thwarted by where God leads me. I go somewhere else. It's just the way it works. First of all, when you become born again, you're in a war. You're in a battle. You were in a war the day you were born. Because Jesus is not of this world. He's going to bring his world down here. You see, Satan is prince of this world. He's God of this world, according to Paul in Corinthians. But he's not king. And he can only do so much of what God will allow. What allows him in the first place? Sin does. That's what the tribulation is all about. You think that this world came by accident and that our lives are purposeless. You got nothing coming. Our lives, as I talked about yesterday, is not just a bunch of protons and photons and molecules and atoms that just bounce together and all of a sudden formed the universe by accident, and then kept bouncing around a little bit here and there, formed up these meteorites, and all of a sudden, meteorites obtained some kind of, I don't know, some kind of organic material or something or other, those amino acids, and hit the earth by accident, this big old universe, and then delivered the necessary life-giving, this is almost ridiculous, anyway, the life-giving viruses or bacterium or whatever, and made a primordial soup. There it is, at a certain level, formed the first amoeba. Your great-great-great-great time 10,000 grandmother was an amoeba. And that amoeba turned into a fish or something other that turned into legs or something other. So the fish walks up. Hey, looky, looky. Hey, let's go for a run here. All right. All you fish in the water, you're the old sow. We're the new guys here. So the fish turns into who knows what. And then the who know what turns into a monkey. Oh, they changed that. Not a monkey anymore. So your great, 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 great times 100 grandmother is not a monkey. She's a bacterium. Oh no, they changed that too. She's a worm from Canada. I kid you not. That's the origin of the species is now a worm from Canada they found. How in the world can they sit around, come up with this nonsense, not laugh their butts off, and then fool everybody else but this stupid thing about evolution? You gotta be kidding me. If they believe it, if they really believe this evolution thing that we've just talked about, and this is exactly, I'm not being facetious at all. That's exactly, we used to be when I was younger, we were 4 to 6 billion years old. Oh no, we're 8 to 10. Oh no, we're 12 to 14. Oh, they can't make up their mind how old the universe is. They don't know. Try 10,000 years for life to be on this planet. That's it. You notice lately, they're coming up with all these fossils they're finding. And they say without skipping a beat, oh yeah, this is several million years old and just like nothing. All of a sudden, it's more so than ever. They're preparing to discredit the Bible. You see, I started about 30 minutes ago how the media is like a school classroom. So when you read these things, it's plastered all over the United States or England, wherever, and you read, well, we found these fossils in a certain place in Canada that shows that life on this planet was 10 million years old. Well, immediately, subconsciously, you've discredited the King James Bible. You see. And then there's the theologians that use evolution lukewarm and say, well, God used evolution. Then there's those that trust in the King James Bible and says God created in order the events necessary to sustain life. Now, how did Moses? Moses wrote the King, wrote the Masoretic text, which was used by King James. The Genesis was written by Moses. Now, how do you do that? Moses, what? He was born, you know. He wasn't an angel before and remembered. So the book goes that God told Moses in the burning bush. He said up there, he gave Moses 667 instructions. The Ten Commandments was written by God himself. Supernaturally, then Moses took down the instructions that ended up being the Masoretic text of the old law. Here's the point. Moses was a Bedouin in a desert in the Middle East a long time ago. And he wasn't here before the flood, by the way. He didn't come in on the ark. Yeah. So how did he know to write those seven steps of evolution or creation, seven steps of creation in the proper order and sequence? How do you know that? How do you do it? It's impossible to get all seven exactly. You ever try to get seven numbers in a row by accident? It's called a lottery. It's not easy, you know. So how did someone with no knowledge of science whatsoever, or evolutionary, or earth science, or whatever. He had no knowledge of this. He got all seven steps exactly in order. You can't create man before the universe. You couldn't put the fish into a sea that wasn't created yet. So if you notice the steps, in the preamble of the Bible, Genesis 1, and then discussion, Genesis 2, of the events that took place in Genesis 1 in more detail. It's what that is. How did he do that? Unless he is guided by the Creator himself, supernaturally. And it wasn't voice to skull. It was audible. Through the media. Because no man has seen the face of God and lived. So it's through the media, the burning bush. Why didn't God just blurt out from a cloud or show his face to Moses? Because Moses was a sinner. Man. Mary was a sinner. We're all born sin because of Adam and Eve. No such thing as immaculate conception. Family, got to get down to grassroots. Grassroots. Because it's coming round. It's not about religion. Not about family. It's not about country. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about the truth contained in his book. It's given to man by the wisdom of God to men who were obedient. Men, 66 books, not 67, not 62. 66 books, 40 men. Inclusive of Ruth, the woman. But 40 authors. Over a 1,500 year period. Some of them never even knew each other, never even met. And write the same things. No contradictions, not even one. No errors. Inerrant word of God. That's amazing from our point of view, but not for God, who knows the end from the beginning. No one can defeat the Creator. It's impossible to defeat the Creator. You know, someone wrote to meet up in a secret place and plot against God, his people, ranks at the top amongst God's pet peeves. Someone said one day, "Let this be a warning to you that God can see and he shows. So by us siding with Lucifer, who is Satan, you've changed your surname to defeated already. You're being defeated even as you plot. If you bet against God, you've already lost. Even if your numbers or color shows up, the numbers make no difference. This is a warning. Take it as a warning and repent. If any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. The created can never be greater than the Creator. So a tire can never become a car. A start button can never become a computer. Just like a button cannot turn or transform itself into a shirt. To know the wisdom of God, as I said yesterday, is like trying to pour the ocean into a pint cup. But you do have a pint cup with water in it, so you see some quality of God in your hand. Drink what you can, but you're not going to be able to drink it all. Well, that being said, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall be it salted? It is uncertain. It is the wherewith it shall be salted. It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that's in the house. Jesus Christ tells us in Matthew 5, 13 and 14 that we are the salt of the earth. You know what's interesting about that? Is in the supernatural, in the Wicca, they use salt, as in Utah, in which nations. Salt has a certain power about it. In witchcraft. The minerals in the United States has all long been sought after They're not talking about that. That's one of the reasons why they want to contain and use North American continent as a new Atlantis. They need the minerals to manifest for biological alchemy, as in the days of Noah. That's what they want the U.S. for. Ever since when? Since the year 1400. Oh, there's a big picture going on that they're not talking about. It's by the Mormons in Utah. The salt flats. That salt's powerful in witchcraft. We who are weak, also the weak and foolish of the world, 1 Corinthians 1:27. Mentally, we hear praises from God, but some of us look both ways and behind and say he must be talking about somebody else. We struggle to overcome. We feel like we're always a day late and a dollar short. It's Satan talking to you. Spiritual warfare is the order of the day. We wish that all our heart that we would like to be more like God, his image, in some way all the more elusive, it seems. All these things around us keeping us all busy. The Lord is our righteousness through him. You're saved only through Jesus, not Yeshua, not Joshua, and that's something else going to get a lot of people killed, literally. Is this name Yeshua, Joshua, Yahweh? That's not God, that's not Jesus. No way, no how. The trick is the Yeshua, look it up right now. Yeshua, Jeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, for example, is the name being used by Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel that looks like the Jesus we think looks like, is using the name sneaky-like Yeshua. That's where the Hebrew roots and sacred name movement, Christian identity folks, are leading folks to, is this Yeshua that the Jews think is their Savior. I got news for them. It's going to be their destroyer. Because this is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeshua is not at all. So here's the point, and I'm leading up to what I'm going to talk about today shortly, is when you start seeing, you will, at some point in time, whenever it's allowed, the Nephilim that comes out of their caverns, the Nephilim that comes out of these sinkholes, the Nephilim that comes out of these locations that have been fracked. That's one of the reasons why they're inundating this atmosphere with barium oxide, aluminum oxide, barium, strontium, barium niobate, other chemicals, while they're releasing certain gases out of the Arctic region by HAARP and warming things up, to make the atmosphere as above, so below, in the same way it was back in the days of Noah, for the Nephilim to regenerate with the barium. So it's not real habitable by mankind when they finally get done with it. It's dome, lifestyle, underground, because they know the atmosphere on the earth is set for their Nephilim. I got news for him. God destroyed the Nephilim in the flood, caused them to fight each other, and the fallen angels had to see their children wiped out because they were an abomination to God. He's going to do it again. It's called Armageddon. 200 million of them. Family, get ready. But when you start seeing them, the military does appear to be preparing for this war coming up with the Nephilim. Mankind against Nephilim. Well, it's kind of a repeat, actually, the American plane. Look up the Skinwalkers. Skinwalkers are 12 to 15 foot giants. Superhuman. They outrun buffalo. What's so unusual about that? David had to fool with them, called Goliath. All through the Old Testament period. And even after, They were the hybrids of the fallen angels and mankind, even after Nimrod came back again. When the sons of God, fallen angels, saw the daughters of men, they were fair, took wives of what they chose. They created hybrids. You might say the women died in childbirth, to say the least. You're talking about a 15-pound baby? You ain't seen nothing yet. Well, they've been developing these Nephilim in deep underground military bases. They know in the caverns they've been reproducing. They're coming out of there. Commodore Perry up there. Oh, that's a tricky time. Entrances and exits up there in the North and South Pole. When that ice is cleared away, oh boy. You see? So the name of Jesus is going to come in real handy, and you're fasting and praying and being born again. When the rapture is going to happen, nobody knows. Y'all better listen when I say it. I don't know if y'all caught some of this, but this is what's coming up. You're going to see more about this later down the road. That's what they're preparing for. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. And they're preparing people little by little for this angel wars. And then here comes the fallen angels, the aliens, take over. A threat to mankind, and they'll defeat it. And then you've got the first seal. Ah, there you go. Some of the articles I found come out. This is January the 15th. There's a video out. There's many out. But this one talks about the knowledge that's been suppressed through the media and education. All of a sudden that gets your attention. Oh, yeah, we know that. War, murder, hate, fear, materialism, separation, or factors. It's been slowing down our evolution. Oh, here we go. It takes another dive. Do you know why the system is failing us? It says education, media, the economy, everything else is failing. Because this system is no longer relevant. We're supposed to evolve, they say. But that can't happen unless we solve all of our problems here on earth and realize that we're all connected. Now, that's a sneaky way of talking about the New Age movement and the evolution of mankind in the fifth dimension, which they prepared us for in the 1960s with the songs. The New Age movement and the final evolution of mankind to the fifth dimension. Evolution is true. But there's a little bit of a rub to it. Evolution is nothing more, was nothing more than guided manipulation of DNA by the fallen angels and mankind. Guided. Abomination. And the flood took care of that. That's where the dinosaurs came from. God didn't create the dinosaurs. Manipulation of DNA, biological alchemy. And alchemy manipulated DNA even back then. Nothing new under the sun. There's your so-called evolution. It was guided. It's abomination. And God destroyed it. So after Nimrod, it began again. Today, they've got all kinds of hybrids and nonsense going around. Super soldiers and whatever else. God will destroy them. No, mankind's not going to do it. We're to pray. You're to fight in other ways, spiritual warfare. There's your power. It's through God, through Jesus Christ. It's going to come down to that. And depending and having faith on Him. So really what it boils down to is something came to my mind this morning. I quote myself. It's not evolving. That's the lie. Those in the know, they can see the end of the tracks as the train approaches at a fast pace. Because innovation will no longer work. They know that the changes of frequencies, that they're going to run into a time they cannot upgrade a computer any longer. They're going to find that they can't any longer come up with any more scientific advancements. The ones in the know at the highest level, they see it coming. It's like a train, a fast runaway train, that up ahead, the conductor sees is the end of the line. There's no split in the tracks. That day is approaching very quickly for them. You understand what I mean? So if you got a 4G phone now, at some point in time, they're not going to get a 5 or 6G. It's not going to be because God will stop them dead in their tracks. No more advancements. There's no colony is going to be in Mars. None of that nonsense. George Jetson is not going to come true. But we might see old Fred Flintstone here. That might happen. You see, in God's world, and when God comes back, when Jesus Christ comes back, you're not going to have technology. The tribulation will wipe it out. The technology that we have today, we've gotten spoiled rotten. It's got our children so pulled into these things. It's like they care when they go out to eat as a family. I've seen it. And I watched, you know, I ate alone and all that. And so I watch people, you know, I watch all these people do things. And I see families come in here in Mount Airy, North Carolina, you know, and the old Oak Tree families. And they're, yeah, you know, they're, you know, man does this, woman does that, and all this stuff. The nuclear family, in most cases, a lot of cases. You know what I'm talking about. And the kids come in with their little IG 4G phone. Or they come in with their little, what is it? I don't even know what it is. Where it's like, you know, 7 inches by 7 inches miniature computer thing, ThinkPad or whatever it is. Locked into it, man. Locked into it. Like a feeding trough tied to their chest. I mean, you know, locked into it. How ThinkPad will travel. And there's no talking on it. The kids just going to town, man. Fingers. In my day, shoot, when you're about that age, you had nothing but a plastic telephone. Went ding, 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 and you pretended to talk on it. Now they can talk to someone in another country. And things got too hot. That phone might even melt. I don't think they make those anymore, except for maybe one-year-olds. In any case, it's completely taken your children. Video games has them mesmerized. They are possessed. Those crystals in those computers, there's more to those crystals than meets the eye. People don't realize what's inside those crystals. What's inside those computers? John Todd talks about how they set up the 45 RPM records, the first cut, invocation over them. Look up John Todd and his spill on rock and roll and music. Well, that applies to the CDs and video games and TVs and all that they put out. Exactly. I'm going to tell you something else here. Watch. February the 12th. Oh, that's today. Oh, yeah. Washington Governor Jay Inslee suspends the death penalty. He announced February the 11th, 2014, that he's suspending the use of the death penalty in Washington State. Which will be in a place for as long as he's governor, which means that if a death penalty case comes to his desk, he will issue a reprieve. Now, I'm not getting on the soapbox about having a death penalty and all that. That's not the purpose. I mean, that's another program. You could talk about, well, the death penalty, is it legal or not? I mean, is it liable? Is it working? Or so forth and so on. That's I ain't talking about all that. Let me tell you what's going on for real. The true reason for this. What I'm going to tell you is not a stretch. This is exactly what's going on. First, I'm going to tell you the technique. The technique they used is they get one state to pass what they want to get passed. Make abortion legal. Same-sex marriage. Like Governor Perry, who's another Luciferian, evil to the absolute core. Secret society member, Governor of Texas. Tried to pass back in July, about 2-3 years ago, the HPV vaccination. He got it passed for about 2 months. Stuck. And then, here's how you fight it. And they won. The parents and state of Texas won of the citizens. They defeated Governor Perry and they weren't able to make it mandatory for 9 to 12 year olds to get the HPV vaccination. It was defeated after 2 months in July of, I believe it's 2010. He tried to sneak it in, that sly fox. What a liar. To make the HPV vaccination legal and, mandatory. Well, the HPV vaccination, for example, is there to sterilize your children, boys and girls, both. They want to get that passed so bad they can taste it. It's sterilized. It's killed. It's murdered 104 girls plus, injured over 25,000. India stopped using it after 4 deaths. They quit. Not America? No. No. Got to keep pushing it, pushing it. And these lying nurses and lying doctors, Freemasons, Eastern Stars, and Wicca, are pushing it. And the others, they don't know. Well, it's their job to know. Oh, I know. They'll probably lose their job if they try to say, well, no, it's here to sterilize your kid. They'll lose their job probably by the afternoon. So they got to keep their job, so therefore they got to lie and just look the other way. I've got a study on HPV vaccination, by the way. It's to sterilize, and it causes miscarriages as well. That's the purpose of it. There's no other purpose. 9 to 12 year old. The vaccine only lasts 5 years. And a woman doesn't get cervical cancer until around 50 or so. On the average, 50 years old. So there's something wrong here. Yeah, well. And they're having young boys to get it. Now they've really increased the reasons for it. Whatever it takes, they want to get every child vaccinated to stop the birth when they start having children at 20-some years old, they anticipate. It will cause them to not have children. That's the purpose of it. It's about control of the birth rate so they can design their own kids. That's what's coming up for the next generation. So, if Texas had passed it, I played a hunch, and I found Massachusetts, West Virginia, a couple other states, had it on the table, ready to go with it. That's the point. This is how they do it. Get one state to carry, and then the NAACP, ACLU, ABCXYZ, whatever organization that the Jesuits have formed, will then start attacking each state and use the one that passed it as a precedence. Like the euthanasia of your children that's starting off in Oregon. Belgium already did it, allowing children to decide to die if they want to. Look it up. Oregon and Belgium. They've already done it. Child euthanasia. Look it up right now. Behold. So, back to the death penalty. The New Age movement, which is going to replace the Roman Catholic Church planned by the Jesuits, there'll be a re-spiritualization, not destruction of the Catholic Church as an institution, but re-spiritualizing it when Sananda Manuel, the fallen angels, come into the public view and disclosure. There'll be a re-spiritualization worldwide of so-called religion. Well, the New Age movement has one of its tenets, one of its precepts, concepts, oh heck, whatever sept you want to call it, to eliminate death penalty and to eliminate all prisons, no longer to incarcerate criminals, that murder, rape, killing, stealing is just a blessing of life. You do better next time around. It's called reincarnation. Now, don't they give you warm fuzzies there, New Agers, that you're going to have among you killers, psychos, murderers, that don't get more chances. So with your doxology, with your criteria that you've got in your New Age movements, humanism, I bet that gives you some warm fuzzies, don't it? So when one of these murderers kills one of your families, you say, oh, well, it's karma. Y'all better rethink your so-called theology. It's going to come back and bite you in the butt like a 7-foot white shark. You'll end up having to sit in the seat in 9-degree angle because you won't have any butt left on the other one. So here is your so-called theology of New Age movement, is to eliminate the death penalty, to eliminate incarceration totally and completely, and to take all the felons out. But here's what they're not telling you. Those felons that they've trained will be your law enforcement in the federal, under federal jurisdiction. 175,000, actually. They're already trained. They're ready to go. In private security, they're already infiltrated into police departments. Government security, they're already there. Just waiting for the day they put on the uniform. Oh boy, they can't wait either. And their allure is, you have carte blanche to do what you want to. So New Agers, I should give you some warm fuzzies. Sleep well tonight. Because it's coming. You want your New Age? You're going to get it. But it ain't going to be what you think it is. Because there's no fifth evolution, fifth dimension of mankind. It ain't going to happen. When Lucifer takes over, it'll be a final social cataclysm of which the world has never seen before. And now you see us being set up. Okay. So this governor is setting up the first stage, suspending the death penalty. That's the purpose of suspending the death penalty. No other reason. So this is why they want you to see how innocent folks are getting out of capital punishment because they were innocent. They had about a month ago, one which they, you know, put the article throughout the United States of a felon that was executed, but it took him 26 minutes to die. Now, whether that really happened or not, doesn't matter, because either way it was reported as such. So it puts in your mind subconsciously what? Well, the death penalty has got to get, you got to get rid of it. That's terrible. That's how they do it. And they'll use that article, that situation, and several others to justify eliminating the death penalty. So NAACP, ACLU, whatever, just, they're all the same. Oh, yeah, they are. They are the same. They're controlled by the same Jesuits. Doesn't matter. They work in the same agenda. They pretend to be, you know, ACLU's anti-religion and NAACP's a race thing, and that's how they do it. And so they'll then start with another state, another state, another state. Then they'll say, well, gosh, you know, we got 20 states already. So let's just make it federal that eliminate all death penalty. This is how they do want to do it. And each state will have its own chapter of whatever organization. That's what's going on. This is the only reason for this governor to eliminate the death penalty. That is, this is the reason I'm telling you right now. I can't say he's a member of the secret societies. I haven't investigated him, but I don't really care because right now it's going along with him. He might as well be. This article came out February the 12th again. Will there be an intervention? Oh, and you'll love the picture on this. It looks, you know, Jesus, actually it's a really good a really good movie about Jesus. It goes back to the 1970s. Forgot the guy's name. That did a really, really good Jesus of Nazareth. It's a 1970s film. Really good film. Probably the last good one. But this one has got his picture of his head with the throne of crowns on. And guess what he's wearing and what's behind him? Got a 7-Eleven. And it's got a big old American flag. And he's wearing a Superman costume. Jesus is wearing Superman costume as the caption for this article. And the website is a New Age website. It's got some good information on it, but eat the chicken, spit out the bones. But they're talking here about intervention, being saved, but a whole different look at it. What they're doing here is setting up for the disclosure. Save us from what? You name it. Personal problems, sickness, death, ruthless rulers, the devil, or even contentious neighbors. We're talking about a potentially very long list here. Supernatural help once in a while, wouldn't you like it? Well, here comes your fallen angels. Riding on a white UFO. Angel wars in the air. Which brings me to a point. I'm not all stick in the mud. Remember this guy? His name is Zbigniew Brzezinski. Security advisor to Carter and every other president along the line. Probably make Hitler look like a schoolboy. Zbigniew Brzezinski. He's the one who said this.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
Now, New Agers, that should give you warm fuzzies there. So, sometimes I hate seeing these people just all defeated, so I think they have a solution. Let's give them a solution. How about that? How about a solution for Brzezinski?
The disclosure.
Hey, are your ideas for global takeover falling apart? Are you losing sleep over humanity's mass awakening? Is false flag terrorism fizzling out? Global warming gone cold on you? Do you want those global warming deniers to just go away? Are all your phony economic crises being exposed? Is the price of gold defying all your attempts to fix it? Isn't killing the Gulf of Mexico and poisoning millions of people reducing the population fast enough for you? War, famine, and GM food not getting it done either? Nope. Well, don't give up. Get Disclosure. You'll be able to unite mankind with a phony problem and enslave them with one world government and taxes. Yes, Disclosure, your one-stop shop for full spectrum dominance. But wait, there's more. Sign up for Disclosure today and you'll get problem, reaction, solution absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Act now to be entered into our fabulous propaganda prize draw. Disclosure, our surveys show that 9 out of 10 world leaders prefer it. Disclosure, cleansing the minds of the unwashed masses with a tantalizing, terrifying, taxable new reality. I'm only going to say this three times. Disclosure! Disclosure! Aliens may or may not be real. Your home may be at risk from those possible aliens. No major credit cards accepted because there is only one currency under a one world government. Prepare to die screaming, probably. Disclosure is compatible with Project Employ Critical Thinking.
Disclosure. How about that? What's disclosure? Disclosure is a name given to the announcement by various world governmental leaders that we're not alone in the universe. And that, in fact, many races of galactic human beings are here around the planet and have been for some time. But never fear. They're here on a peaceful mission, a fact which governments have generally kept hidden from the people until very recently. Disclosure ends the period of secrecy that goes back to 1947, years after World War II, in preparation for World War III, by the way, existence of Israel, beginning of the, or actually the end of the second, ironically enough, the end of the second phase of the bringing in the New Age movement by Alice Bailey. And then they killed her in 1947. Yeah, after they used her from 1919 to 1947, they made sure she was dead, like they did Blavatsky. When they're done with you, they kill you. Not a problem, really, you know? Look what you've done for mankind. The practice of denying the UFOs or spacecraft exist has been a policy followed by most governments for various reasons. Some laudable, some most unfortunately not. You've got Greer, Stephen Greer, whatever, he's part of them. To make it look like the government's hiding it, so now you bring out these organizations pretending to work for the Americans. We want them to tell us what's going on. We have a right to know. So they play this little game, like they hide it behind their back. You can't see it. You can't see it, knowing very well you're going to want to. Oh, shucks. Okay, we'll show it to you. So now you got it. Oh, and that makes you want to believe it then, because the government wouldn't hide it if it wasn't true. That's the game they're playing. It's the era in which existence of other civilizations, technologically and spiritually, more evolved than ours. It's a lie. And also they say it's been denied and now ending in a new era. Evolution of mankind, the fifth dimension. A new era of galactic contact and cooperation is beginning. You know what the highest level of government paid these big bucks? They're being fooled beyond their imagination. They're opening up a Pandora's box that's going to have them, that's going to send them to hell when they die. That's the truth. They're being fooled at the highest level of government, cosmic top secret level, whatever you want to call it. They're being fooled into thinking that these are actually aliens from other planets. Right now, people don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it or hear it or imagine it. You know what the big problem of this is? Because if I have for once have to admit that there's a God of the King James Bible, I have to then admit that I'm going to be judged for what I've done. Boy, that scares me to death, so I don't want to admit it. I don't want to know it. Don't tell me. What are you going to do? Let it sneak up on you? Because it is going to happen. Every human being that's ever lived in the history of man, even the ones in the Old Testament, even the ones that were killed in the flood, all the bloodline of Cain, every human being is going to be judged in the wheat and the tares. And two judgments, judgment seat of Christ for those that accepted Jesus as Savior and those that didn't. That's it. Judgment seat of Christ for those accepted. The white throne, great white throne judgment for those denied and rejected Jesus. The Old Testament saints were given the opportunity. The 3 days that Jesus died, he went to paradise, which was to Hades, Sheol at the same time, supernaturally, and preached to the Old Testament saints, I'm here. Because remember, the sacrifice of animals didn't save you. It was obedience, and it was anticipation of the coming Messiah. So when Jesus died on the cross, supernaturally, his spirit descended into paradise, which was right across from Sheol in a chasm, separated, divided. Jesus Christ, completely contrary to what Copeland, a 33rd degree Mason, Joyce Myers, Aisha Starr, Brazier, T.D. Jakes, the rest of them say that Jesus Christ was punished in hell is a lie from hell itself. He was not punished in hell. He is not the first born again Christian. He is not a sinner. Therefore, he didn't have to be punished in hell. When he said it is finished on the Calvary, that's exactly what it meant. It's finished. He suffered the physical death, but he arose from the grave supernaturally. He never went to hell. So then that would, for me, is enough that when they start preaching, if I sit in a Joyce Myers concert or a Copeland, 33rd degree Mason, and all those joined up with them, including all of them, Gloria and a whole lot of them, and they come up with that nonsense, I have no problem, would have no problem standing up and leaving in the middle of her concert. That's all it is a concert. Rick Warren, the whole lot. Rick Joyner, Rick Warren, every single doggone one of them. Rick Warren is a admitted member of the Council of Foreign Relations. How come people can't get this? That's letting a whole slew of foxes in the hen house loose. They've got tens of thousands of people fooled. Osteen and the whole lot of them. That's God's business. He'll take care of it. But we have to watch out for it and not get pulled into it because they're promoting New Age absolute heresy. Disclosure is the next big move that they're going to make. You know, it's hard to, when you start, you can't get into predictions. Nobody can. Only thing you can go into prediction, be certainly right on it, is the King James Bible. But there's no time frames. It's told, it's not telling you any time frames there. Yeah, some people are telling me that that's the first time my broadcast was going in and out to the, and then it came back on again. I'm not sure what happened there. I caught it too in time when I was broadcasting a little while ago. I don't think it's anything unusual. It just might have been a just a hiccup or something of that nature. This disclosure is going to change everybody's lives. When's it going to happen? I don't know when it's going to happen. Don't ask me. I just know it's planned. Y'all can see it for yourselves as well. About it being planned. Y'all be ready. What do you mean by being ready? Put on the full armor of God that you won't be deceived in the last days. That's what it's going to boil down to. Sounds easy to say it on the air, don't it? Sounds easy to say it in the Bible study, doesn't it? But when it comes down to it, it's not going to be easy. The Nephilim, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. It's going to really scare the dickens out of people when they actually come on the earth. When it says in the Bible, men's hearts will fail them for fear, and they're not kidding. The Bible's straight on, because it will. And I believe that a lot of the human services, human military, is actually preparing for this. Because, you see, they had to deal with it in the Old Testament period before the flood. After the flood, the Indians and the American Plain had to deal with it. You see, the half-human hybrid giants known as the Nephilim in the NIV Bible, but in the King James they talked about as being the giants. Now I can see that we've got 30 minutes to go in the broadcast, and I see that part two is probably going to be tomorrow. But you all need to know about this Nephilim. Now people aren't going to want to hear about this. And if when they are talking about Nephilim, people are getting the wrong information about it. They've already had contacts down in deep underground military bases with soldiers, and they've died. I mean, this is ongoing. People know they're down there. Oh, by the way, before I go ahead here with this, one second. I tell you what, I'll just talk about some news tomorrow that I want to bring up. I'll talk about it right now. I sort of got off track a little bit here about the same-sex marriage thing. That they got a Louisiana gay marriage lawsuit planned. You see how they do that? I was going to make that point. I forgot to. President's panel calls for more girls and boys to get HPV vaccination. That's as of this week. I should mention that right now. I'll talk about it more in detail tomorrow. And then you see the Texas couples go to court to overturn same-sex marriage ban. See how they do it? And then Louisiana, they have a lawsuit planned for the, that's how they're going to get it, the entire country. When the country then makes it mandatory or makes it a law, same-sex marriage, get ready. And Texas gets ready to leave the United States. Texas is going to pull out. Well, that's a setup to balkanize the United States into 10 regions of FEMA. That's the purpose of this. People are going to promote it for Texas to pull away. Well, they can't. They don't have the law. They can't do it because China owns the debt. So when you start pulling away, that'll justify China to start collecting debt. They own with the foreign trade zones. People don't realize this. Your Ron Pauls and all these other traders are keeping quiet about the truth. They're liars. every one of them. They're not telling them how they're being set up. You know, it just ticks me off. I sit here and watch it, and not a darn thing I can do about it. And I hear it on some of these, and people mean well. They say, well, we got to pull away from the government. Well, that's what they want you to do, to justify martial law. When you go martial law, they'll take over this promotes it. Man, I tell you, they have no idea how the politics works. And the ones that do know exactly what they're doing. Anyway, but at some point in time, when all this pulling away and all this is going on, those Nephilim are going to come out of the woodwork. Now, the flood wiped out the giants, but shortly after the flood, they came back and spread throughout the promised land. They were major enemies of God and his chosen nation, Israel, for many centuries. Do you not recall, when you read the Bible, that God had commanded the Israelites kill every man, woman, child, and even animals, right? You're like, gosh, how could a God do something like that? How could a loving God do all? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they were corrupted by DNA. He could not allow that DNA to be spread. Now you see, it's not just every man, woman, and child. They had corrupted DNA. There's more to it than people realize. The Nephilim, we'll call them, the giants, men of renown with the hybrid DNA, were all over the ancient Middle East, wreaking havoc, attacking God's people, creating spiritual practices to lure humanity to worship Satan and his angels, and is continuing today. Family, the royal bloodline today, the monarchy, they're hybrids, fallen angels, and the tribe of Dan. They look human. No, they're not. They have a hybrid, a DNA. That's why they marry second cousins and have children, second cousins. Because they keep this specific DNA where they're able to be possessed. A copper-based DNA that nobody else has a lot to do with Rh negative under control. They also know that some of it's gotten out into the population, the Gentiles, and they're trying to find that. That's what the Red Cross is for. They keep track of their DNA. And they also are looking for the bloodlines of the Hebrew Israelites to wipe them out. They've been doing this since Herod, the days of Herod. And God's kept it protected. Now you know. They're looking for the 144,000 bloodlines of the 12 tribes to stop the 144,000 from coming out. They'll never do it. It's impossible. But they're still trying. That's what the Red Cross was formed by the Rothschilds. American Red Cross. That's what it's for. And collecting blood, DNA, for obvious reasons. People have no idea. People just don't know how they're operating in the background. Make everything look benevolent. It's not. The origin of the giants, the men of renown, the Nephilim as they're called also, is Genesis 6. When men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, they were fair, and they took wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. What was it in the Old Testament? Before the flood, 900 years old, 979. Shoot, Enoch was a young 365 years old when God took him alive. As a young boy, he had 600 more years to go in the flesh. He never died. Elijah didn't either. Elijah didn't either. But it says, yet his days shall be numbered, shall be 120 years. Listen now. Mankind went from 900 years. Why? To repopulate the earth. Then when it got corrupted, the flood came and wiped them all out. Noah still had that bloodline. He was perfect in his generation. It means he carried the bloodline and the original sin with him. Because the original sin of mankind, otherwise God would have wiped out all mankind to everybody. He didn't do that. He kept that bloodline intact. Here's why. By one man, because of free will and sin, the entire human race was condemned. But the wisdom of God, by one man, that's Jesus Christ, the offspring of David, man is redeemed through Jesus Christ. See, original sin binds the Wicca, binds Satan's lot. Original sin ties them down. People don't realize that. This is major, what I'm telling you. It's a bigger picture. Well, after the flood, Ham, which Ham in Hebrew means stutterer, not black. It means black in Egyptian. That came later now, didn't it? Yeah, because there's only 8 people on the face of this planet in one piece of ground. That's called Earth. Earth was not divided yet. Earth was one big piece of land, one really big island. Water was not separating. You see, the science is wrong. Science is one of the Asheram, by the way. That should be a clue. Science, the arts, politics, religion, all that's controlled by the fallen angels. I already told you about that with objectives. So science is baloney. Science books ain't tell you nothing much. They keep changing it on you. The earth was one big piece of land. Everybody is the same language, same DNA, same, they were family. The different cultures came after the Tower of Babel. When God divided the land, when God divided the languages into different languages because he broke down, tore down the Tower of Babel to stop men from working together, to stop men from working together against God. He changed the languages. He divided. He's the first segregationist, you want to call him that. But that's to keep man from plotting against God to build a tower to heaven. What they were doing was building a tower high enough to where at each level of the tower, they would do invocations, ritual, to bring the fallen angels into that tower through copper-lined floors. Portals, if you will be opened in each one of the layers. Now you know the purpose of Tower of Babel and how they do it. Alchemy. Sacrifice opens up portals, allowing the fallen angels to come back to earth. By witchcraft. Alchemy. God said, nope. He tore it down, changed the languages, divided man. And then 10 generations later, divided the earth. Because each group that divided and separated in different parts then were divided and separated, lived over a period of time in different parts of the earth, in different ley lines of the earth, different energy levels, if you will. Magnetic differences, if you will, that affects DNA. In language, they've confirmed this now. Words have an effect on DNA over a long period. Now, God could have divided the people by languages and DNA at the same time if he wanted to. Can you imagine looking at your friend all of a sudden it turns Chinese or turn black or turn white or whatever? God could do that. He created Adam from nothing. He can sure change DNA anytime he wants to, supernaturally. Or, after you change the languages, when everybody divided, because that would cause panic, by the way, to see a supernatural event like that. And when everybody's divided, God then raised the water table up to separate the land so they can't get back together. And then because there are different parts of the earth, has an effect on DNA, also affects the animals and plants. Now, if you can show me a polar bear in Africa, I'll change my ideas. But you're not going to find no polar bear in Africa. Why? Because the ley lines of Africa, in that position on the earth, that PowerPoint, does not facilitate the DNA that would suit a polar bear in Africa. It doesn't work that way. You notice you don't find any coconuts in the Arctic region. So, you know, it's kind of ridiculous, but actually not. So over a long period of time, through genetics, different places on the earth affects DNA of the plant, human, and animals of the species. I mean, look at it. You go way southern of Africa, they're all black people. As you go more north, heading toward the Middle East, you have bronze or olive skin. They all look alike. What's adjacent to the Middle East? What's adjacent to the Middle East? West of it. The North American continent. And who was on the North American continent first? The Indians and the Mexicans. And don't you know, they look like Middle Easterners, don't they? Don't you know who settled in the Middle East? Seth did. He stayed put. Ham went south. Japheth went north. How about that, huh? So when God divided the land, he had offspring or descendants of Seth that was over in the North American continent now. And where did Jesus Christ come from, white folk? He came from Seth. Yeah. Now let's go north, further north. Then folk get white, don't they? They get sheet white. The further north you go, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Europe, the folks get white. That's Japheth. And if you go more southern, more eastern, they all start looking like Chinese, don't they? Because of that ley line. And they're still white, sort of. The different ley lines. Skin is a little yellowish or whatever, but they're still kind of white looking, huh? You don't think God didn't set that up? Sure did. Language, what you eat, positions on the earth over the long term affects DNA. On the long term. And they had 10 generations from Nimrod, Tower of Babel, to Genesis 10:25, during the days of Preleg, that God divided the land 700 years, give or take, divide the land then, to make sure those cultures stayed apart, but still love each other. How about that? And guess who's trying to bring everybody together in one DNA? Satan is. And guess what that's all about? New Age movement. And guess where he's going to center it? North American continent. Called the melting pot of the world. And guess who came up with the New Atlantis? Sir Francis Bacon. A member of the Merovingian bloodline. How about that? It's all connected. And they have accomplished this. Write down and look up National Geographic, October issue, Changing Faces of America. So Satan took this division that God created so mankind could not get together and plot. But Satan, what he did, he came up with sovereignty, patriotism, war, have us fight each other by races, by creed, color, religion, whatever it took for the separation to go against each other. And that's what's been going on since the days of Nimrod and beyond. It's going on today. So you get tired of this fighting. Yeah, we're tired of it. Oh, okay. Well, how about y'all coming together? We like that idea. Okay. But here's what's really going to happen, and I've got it documented right here. I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. From their own planning process, to show you this is not speculation. Now, my regular listeners have heard me say this before, but I feel I need to say it again to show you how it connects and you don't think I've lost my mind. Quote, William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, quoting the protocols of their process. What the public must never forget. Now, listen carefully. I'll tell you when to really listen. What the public must never forget, and they must keep reminding the elected representatives of the fact that the leaders of the communism or atheistic materialist and the leaders of the Illuminati believe that Satan is the all-powerful supernatural force. The Illuminati, which is led by Satan, by the way, supernaturally, intend to use atheistic communism, Zionism, internationalism, and all the other isms, break, they also created Islam. The Vatican created Islam, so it's part of it in 6th century. Continuing. And all other isms up to a certain point, but when nations have been merged in an international state, the directors then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, king despot of the universe. Now, continuing. Nations have been merged into an international state. The directors then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, king despot of the universe. The agent tour of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. Now, this is written in 1955. It's talking about what happened in the year 1900 and before. Continuing. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. And Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Christian Broadcasting Corporation that by mixing the white races, quote, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. There you go. It's planned out. You can't get no clearer than that. Evidence is solid. It's written by them. This is their planning process. And that's happening now, as we speak. They've accomplished this. They're going to eliminate, that means kill off, all those others. Chinese, white, black, India, whatever it is. If you're solid in your heritage, they're going to kill you off, what they're planning. It's called depopulation. And the depopulation plan was created in 1973, officially, called the NSSM 200, by two evil individuals by the name of Kissinger and Alexander Haig. And then, that was in 73, to further promote it, continue it on as continuity, another evil individual, a Luciferian and New World Order believer by the name of President Carter, then came up with Global 2000 for continuity purposes. And the Illuminati that's in control of it is called the Club of Rome, which is a member of the Round Table. Y'all got all that? That's what they're up to. That's the connecting the dots. In the meantime, for this eradication, they'll have protected their creation, so they think, and they're going to use Nephilim to wipe out the rest and war. Now you know. It's called World War III. And World War III is the second seal, the real one. And you won't need to read it on TV or read it on the newspaper or see it on TV, because they're going to eradicate 4 to 7 billion people. So they think. Family, Jesus Christ is waiting for you. He is the answer. Tea Party, military, white hats, black hats, dark hats, top hats, skull caps, whatever, are not going to solve it. They all work for Illuminati anyway, and secret societies. There is no good, no benevolent government ever going to form. It never has and never will. All they're doing is fighting for each other, who's going to be big dog in this next evolution of mankind, and it's not going to happen. They're being lied to. They all think they're going to rebuild the earth when it all goes to dilly squat. It's not going to happen. This is the purpose of the Nephilim. It's to wipe out mankind just like he tried to do before the flood. Satan is never going to stop until he's put in the lake of fire. And before that, 1,000 years chained up. The millennium. This is what's coming, family. I'm trying to warn people in my little world I got here. This is what's going down. I try to connect the dots the best I can. Now I've got a way I put this broadcast out in Facebook and MySpace and this space and that space, whatever space it is. My website, I don't know, whatever. Just the family is coming up. And if it doesn't come up in your lifetime, you're still going to die eventually. Where's your soul going to go? If you think you annihilate, Cremation? Nope. Because God created Adam and Eve from nothing. He can bring back your ashes. You'll be dead in Christ if you're born again. Otherwise, your body will be dead, but your soul will be in hell if it's not. Why? Because you chose to. Why would you choose that? Anyway. That's why Satan wants you all dead. That's why he makes it difficult to live the Christian life. Don't you think he's infiltrated the churches? He sure has. Governments? Oh, yeah. Human harmony, beauty, and the arts? Yeah. Politics? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Economics? Oh, yeah. Philosophy? Absolutely. A worthless course, philosophy, designed to hide the truth. Religion? Absolutely. Science? Teetotally. That's called the seven ashram rays. And they are in so much detail, you can't even imagine. If you was to research that, you'd find out how detailed these seven rays are that control mankind. But you have won already when you take Jesus as Christ, Jesus as your Savior. Because you're not from this world then. A group of the sons of God. What are they called today? Well, sons of God, fallen angels, the hierarchy, the community, the great brotherhood, aliens, ascended masters. It's all the same, just different names. Oh, the Greek gods of Greece. Well, that would be so. And Egypt. They're called Greek gods then. Mythology. That wasn't mythology. Now you see where the so-called myths came from for the corrupted the DNA changed the Cromerian creatures and all this. Now you see. They're telling you what happened. They call it mythology to hide it. In rebellion against the Lord, they came, sons of God, to the daughters of men. They took human women as wives to have illicit relations after the flood. During the days of Nimrod, the second wave of them. They're children, half human, half angelic hybrids. The idea of angels sleeping with women and having kids is not something that all Christians agree on. Or they even know about or even comfortable with. However, the truth of Christianity is based on the source. But God's words revealed in the Holy Bible today doesn't represent Christianity. Constantine came up with Christianity, corrupted it. It's not about religion. There's those out there that call themselves theologists that say the sons of God were the sons of Seth. That's impossible. When you read Job, you'll find out the sons of God existed before the creation of the earth. That knocks that out completely. Questions sometimes come up as an objection to the idea that Nephilim giants were even existing. But Hebrew words for sons of God, Benaya Elohim, which means that these are heavenly beings. The Muslims call them jinn, J-I-N-N. Well, I'm not going to go there right now because we're toward the end and I can do this tomorrow. Be part two about the Nephilim. We'll talk about tomorrow in more detail. Also in the morning, tomorrow afternoon, we'll talk about more of the news I wanted to speak about and how they're fooling people. But I want to talk a lot tomorrow about the Nephilim because you're going to see it again. It's not going to be a written test either. If it's not in our lifetime, you're still confronted with being born again, still taking Jesus as Savior. But if we're locked in, walking into the end times events, day of the Lord, get ready. So we don't know. Nobody knows. So be ready. Disclosure may just sneak up on us. God allows it. Who knows? If you're ready now, you won't have to worry about it. But you will have to deal with it. Well, family, I appreciate y'all coming by this afternoon. I'm going to send out today's. I'm going to put it together tonight, send it out like I usually do. And tomorrow we'll talk about the Nephilim in more detail. Spiritual warfare tonight. And the rest of this week. I think that's the biggest subject that's going to be broached. So I'm going to let y'all remind you that we are played up in highportradio.net, highportradio.net, by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler. His email is highportradio@yahoo.com. And we're played KBLU Radio, simulcast, they call it. And he plays it at the same time when he can. Excuse me. And KBLU Radio at Blue Raven Network. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And family, y'all have a good evening. And look up. Walk in the Spirit. Pray. Get close to God. Now's the time. Because things are changing like they never have before. When they start revealing the truth, you know something's up. They have a dialectic coming. But God's in control. The anointing, I don't know. That's up to God. In the meantime, we're to keep going like we're going. Praising Him. Witnessing to others. And living right. And that's not easy. but it's got to be done. Y'all have a good night. And for those, I'll see y'all tonight at 7:30. And for others, I'll see you tomorrow at 4. So God bless. Good night. And it's Watchman for Jesus signing off.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Regular loop broadcasting will continue, and have a good evening. This is Watchman for Jesus signing off. Good night.